It's Wednesday, December 21st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the Berlin, Germany terrorist attack where a tractor-trailer truck plowed into the crowded Christmas market, killing 12 people and injuring nearly 50. In their statement, they revealed that, quote, the person who carried out the truck runover attack in Berlin is a soldier of the Islamic State and carried out the attack in response to calls for targeting citizens of the Crusader Coalition, unquote. God says the very inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood, Genesis 8:21. Islamic radicals disrupted the Christmas celebration of the Evangelical Reformed Church at Sabuga Hall in West Java, Indonesia, reports Asia News. The Muslims interrupted the choir and shouted, "You cannot celebrate in a place that is not a church." The Worldview spoke with Daniel Harris with International Christian Concern, who explained why they did this.
On a small scale, the reason they protested and stopped this service was because they claimed that there wasn't proper license, is what I think they said. The issue of licenses in Indonesia is an issue that's held over the church a lot, in that in order to get the correct licenses to hold services or to even have a church and build a church, it's a very lengthy and complicated process, so lengthy and complicated, that approximately 80% of all religious institutions do not get those licenses. They don't even try.
Harris noted that there's a reason why Muslims are feeling emboldened to persecute the Christian Indonesians.
Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, has their first Christian governor right now, or Chinese Christian governor right now. He became governor when the current president was elected president in 2014. This guy was the vice governor, so he was installed as the governor. And there's an ongoing trial over an alleged statement of blasphemy against the Quran against him. But what is happening is that radical Muslims are becoming very mobilized, very vocal against this Christian governor.
Harris invited the Worldview listeners to pray for their brothers and sisters in Christ in Indonesia.
As we approach the week of Christmas, Christmas is this weekend, I think that one of the biggest things right now is just praying for the safety of Christians. The tension has grown to the point that the president has committed a force of 155,000 police and military personnel to protect churches on Christmas Eve. That is the level of danger that Christians are facing. They're never more targetable, never more identifiable than on a day like Christmas Eve.
Underground pastors are giving their lives to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to be a Christmas blessing to them through International Christian Concern, you can make a donation through the link in our transcript at theworldview.com. President Obama has some advice for President-elect Donald Trump. Do as I say, not as I do. In an interview with National Public Radio, the outgoing president had the gall to urge President-elect Trump to pursue policy changes through Congress and not via executive order. After Obama lost Democrat majorities in Congress, he increasingly relied on executive orders to pursue his leftist agenda. Trump vowed during his campaign to, quote, cancel every unconstitutional executive action, memorandum, and order issued by President Obama, unquote. R.C. Sproul Jr. resigned from Ligonier Ministries 1 week after having been arrested in Indiana on November 29th for driving while intoxicated with a 0.15 alcohol concentration and endangering his minor child, reports the Christian Post. Those two felonies could result in a 6-month to 3-year jail sentence and up to $10,000 in fines. Sproul's resignation and arrest come just over a year after he was suspended by the Board of Ligonier Ministries for visiting the adultery website Ashley Madison in 2014. At the time, Sproul Jr. wrote, quote, in August 2014, in a moment of weakness, pain, and from an unhealthy curiosity, I visited Ashley Madison. My goal was not to gather research for critical commentary, but to fan the flames of my imagination. Unquote. Sproul said his activity on the website did not result in any physical relationships, but explained that he felt the grace of fear and the grace of shame. Sproul's wife died in 2011 after a long battle with cancer. He is the father of eight and the grandfather of one. Abortion mills in the United States often are far from safe and sanitary. According to a recent report by the pro-life group Americans United for Life, the 140-page report cites 1,400 health and safety violations given to 227 abortion mills in 32 states between 2008 and 2016. It also tells 11 stories of maternal injury or death due to abortion. Examples of health and safety violations gleaned from public records include rusty, blood-encrusted surgical instruments, allowing administrative assistants to help with abortion procedures, and failure to keep medical equipment like defibrillators and sterilizers calibrated. Operation Rescue has completed its annual survey of abortion mills in America. They found that 31 abortion mills closed this year. And even more interestingly, 76% of all abortion facilities opened in 1991 have since shut down. Just in time for Christmas, family members of slain Dallas police officers discovered Monday that a charity has raised the funds to pay off their mortgages. According to KDFW-TV, the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which was formed in honor of a fallen 9/11 firefighter, raised $610,000 to help the family members of five Dallas police officers who were killed in July. A Louisiana woman is inspiring thousands on social media with the way she decided to thank the men and women delivering Christmas gifts to her door this year, reports SunnySkies.com. Lisa Gwynn, who buys a lot of gifts online, decided to put a box filled with bottled water, Doritos, Cheetos, Skittles, and Ziploc bags of homemade cookies on her doorstep with a note that said, quote, UPS, FedEx, USPS. Please take some goodies to enjoy while on your route. We hope you have a blessed Christmas, unquote. 200,000 people have liked her photo. And that's the Worldview on this Wednesday, December 21st in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember the Worldview in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.